Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, Steve. Hot Topics time. I did notice you put something down here about rock, paper, scissors. What was the question that you had with that?
Oh, is there any game that is more well-known than rock, paper, scissors? Like a go-to or just people just know it? What do you think?
The only thing I can think of is like maybe like a playground game, like a kid's game. Like maybe tag.
Oh, that's a good call.
Something that you feel like everybody played. Because there's some, you know, Red Rover and all those games. I'm not sure everybody played that. Dodgeball, maybe?
You think more well-known than rock, paper, scissors?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a playground game. Maybe I'm thinking the wrong thing because, like, I don't know if there's board games that are more well-known, but not like you can just play it because the beauty of rock, paper, scissors is you need nothing.
Right, no supplies needed.
Right, and then, well, fingers.
Right, but unless you were doing, like, the actual...
Rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, and needed, like, a rock,
again, paper, tag, scissors. Can't really do... Nobody's doing that as an adult, except for the guys in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, thumb war.
Okay, thumb wrestling, yeah. That's another one that you could do, yeah.
One, two, three, four, I declare.
Although I feel like more people are more likely... You know, thumb wrestling, I think that thing is mm-hmm. It is popular, but not a lot of people are going to do it. Like, as a grown-up, you and I, should we decide who's going to buy lunch today? Let's thumb wrestle. I don't know that that's a thing. More likely to be rock, paper, scissors.
Would you rather thumb wrestle or arm wrestle, Jay?
I mean, thumb wrestle. Not a lot of people break their arm thumb wrestling. Texter's just saying tic-tac-toe. That's a pretty good one.
Ooh, that is a good call. Yeah.
Again, I don't use it to decide stuff because too often it's just a cat's game.
Mm-hmm. And that does require supplies as well.
At least a pencil.
Yeah. Well, no paper?
I mean, you could write it on your hand.
Pencil? On your hand?
Probably not going to show up very well, is it?
Yeah, no.
Let's see. Hide and seek.
Oh, yeah. Hide and seek.
Hide and seek's not bad. I think you might be right. I think maybe
that's like the one that everybody knows. It's the standard. It's the universal, like, game to play. Right?
And maybe I'm thinking of it wrong. I'm just thinking rock, paper, scissors because we play it here a lot to decide stuff.
Yeah.
In a real quick fashion. So.
Right.
But like you're not going to play tic tac toe to decide stuff because again it's going to end up in a tie most of the time. Mm-hmm. You're not going to play hide and seek to decide anything. You probably want I don't know if you're at the office. I don't know if you're playing a lot of tag or Red Rover.
Although that would make it a lot more fun. Right?
Let's play kick the can outside the building. Somebody sets a can up and you divide up into teams. All right. We're going to see who has to pay for lunch today.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So yeah, like for an example,
marbles.
Okay.
Okay. I never played marbles, but yeah, I could.
No, never.
I don't think we ever did.
Hmm. Did you not have a childhood or?
We didn't have marbles.
Oh.
Yeah. Weren't allowed to have them.
Why not?
I think it was the whole swallowing thing.
Oh, choking.
Yeah, my brother, you know.
The mayor?
No, not that one, the other one.
Oh, okay.
Imagine the controversy that comes out as my brother runs for mayor. not locally here, just he runs for mayor in his Texas town. And he's like, oh, yeah, you heard about him though, right? Swallowed a lot of marbles as a kid. Feel like that opponent would use that against you.
Yeah, well, at least it's not like losing your marbles.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm sure there would be a pun there or two.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, somebody said, what about Jax?
Jax. You play that?
I think my sisters did it a lot. I don't remember if we ever did it. We did a lot of just outdoor stuff.
Okay. That could be also like a choking hazard though, too.
Yeah,
right?
I would imagine. Hangman is good.
Ooh.
That's a good call.
Again, requiring supplies though.
True. Duck, duck, goose. Hopscotch. Ooh. Yeah, those are all good playground games. I'm not sure anything's going to... I don't know if anything does it. That's a good point.
Did you feel weird just now?
Why?
Saying duck, duck, goose?
Because...
You're not... Oh, do you say it like that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I know. What do you say?
I say duck, duck, goose.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we always play duck, duck, gray duck.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Minnesota thing, isn't it?
It really is. I don't know. Because a lot of ducks, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe.
The first time I heard somebody say that, I was like, wait, what? Duck, duck, goose. Is that what you guys play?
Oh, really? That surprised you.
I had never heard it, yeah.
So when was the first time you heard that? Like as an adult?
Just now.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Hot Topics.
From your own mouth, huh?
Yeah, it was weird. I was just reading it off the text line. I had to Google it real quick because I did know there was a way to find stuff out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's an amazing tool.
I saw the guy in California had his electric bill. Did you see this story?
I don't think so.
So he got his electric bill, and he thought it was pretty high, so he starts cutting back on his electric use. He's like, man, I didn't know I was using that much. Well, it kept going up, even though he was, like, cutting back. He was paying attention. So then he calls the electric company. He's like, dude, I swear I'm, like, leaving lights off. I'm not running stuff. I mean, my bill keeps going higher and higher. He's lived in this apartment complex for, like, 16 years.
Uh-huh.
So they come out, and they check, and they realize, oh, you've been paying your neighbor's electric bill all this time. Not your own. They accidentally somehow switched. And so he's been paying for his neighbor's electric bill. They said, oh, well, we'll reimburse you. Sure you will. And I started thinking, would you rather pay your own or your neighbor's electric bill?
Oh, definitely my own.
Because you don't use a lot of electricity.
Correct. Yeah.
Lights are off while you're watching TV. You only watch in the dark. You run your laptop off its battery. Yeah.
Check.
I think check. I would definitely take my neighbor's. He doesn't run his AC very often. He likes, even when it's hot, a lot of times he won't run his AC. So I'll take his. But man, I'd feel bad if he was paying mine.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, also we have more people at the house. So more people tend to, you know, mean more rooms, more stuff. People leaving lights on everywhere. Not like I've noticed. You know, all the things.
Not a hint or anything, huh?
No, not at all.
Okay, yeah.
Is anybody going to be in this room? No? I'm going to go ahead and turn the lights and the television off then. Is that okay? Okay, good.
Well, they'll be back in a couple hours.
I mean, honestly.
You don't think?
They're
going to be back
eventually,
they'll
be back,
Jay.
Eventually. Just leave it on. Yeah. Doesn't the TV time out after like 4 hours? Okay, well, then just leave it on then. No, turn it off.
Yeah, what is that? What happened? It's like the when you're watching, I think Netflix or any of those, it says, are you still watching?
There? Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm like, hey, don't judge me.
And then it turns off after a while if you don't answer it, right?
It does, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I have a TV that has maybe there's a setting on it, but it will, and I think, I can't remember if it's 3 hours or four or what it is, but it will say, you know, timing out in 5 minutes or whatever it is. And then the TV will shut itself off in 5 minutes. And then it gives you a 4, 3, 2, and 1. And it's very solid, very subtle on the bottom of the screen. You know that you've had an unproductive day watching Red Zone when you have to get, and then you have to get up and touch a button so it knows you're there. Like the remote won't do it. Like you could shut it off, turn it back on, or you get up and you just go to like turn the volume up, but you have to use one of the buttons that's on the TV because the remote doesn't realize it. So I get up and I have to do it multiple times and I realize, man, that has not been a productive day.
So what if you were to like watch, let's say, 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Turn off the TV with the remote for like a second.
Yep.
And then turn it back on.
You could do that, yeah.
And then it resets itself?
It does.
Okay.
What if you miss a play, though?
Get over it, Jay.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My dad used to say when he'd go to the ATM, he'd be like, man, I went gambling today. I'm like, you went gambling? He's like, yeah. Went to the ATM. I win every time.
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah. That's your money, Dad.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget, you can download the Coyote Country app. It's free. Take us with you on the road again with the Coyote Country up on the road again.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round two. Probably well played there, Steve.
I feel like you're in a singy mood, Jay.
In a singy mood.
Are you?
Just don't always follow through.
Okay, that was good follow through today.
Have you ever had peanut brittle?
Yes.
From Bruttles?
From you. Was that what it was?
Maybe.
This was like 5 months ago where I stuck the whole thing in my mouth. And
yeah, I think maybe you did.
And you got mad at me because it was like pure gold.
Right. Yeah, and I saw that they over at the Davenport Hotel, I think they opened like a new lobby bar or there was a whole thing today. You can see more of the story on the KXLY website, Four News Now. So they were showing making peanut brittle, and I was like, oh man, that's what you need to take when you go home on your vacation. Take that to, you know, your dad, your stepmom, and be like, hey, Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes bringing a gift from the area,
yep,
something that's known, easy to travel with, comes in a little box.
Yeah, I do try and take something with me.
Have you had any idea what you're going to take yet? I mean, what are you on vacation for, like 4 weeks or something? What is it? Something like that. Isn't that it?
It's just a week, Jay.
Oh, a week. My bad. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I haven't really given a thought as to what, but that is a good suggestion. Yeah, I'm trying to think what would be good. I did bring, when I was living down in Florida, we used to go down as a family when I was a kid.
Okay.
To my grandparents who lived in Florida.
Yeah.
So I kind of knew what my dad liked from there.
Sure, yeah.
So I got like these coconut peppermint patty things that he really likes that are from there.
Obviously that were easy to travel with.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, that was easy to do. I don't remember what I brought from Minnesota.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah, maybe a few of those.
Sure.
There was like a local place that made local food or whatever, so I picked up some stuff from there, I think.
Okay. I'm just telling you, I think peanut brittle is a good idea.
So peanut brittle, okay.
Super easy to travel with. I mean, even a lot of people are like, oh, I don't really like peanut brittle. And then they try and they go, okay, I was wrong.
Okay.
Stuff's amazing.
You would say that'd be like something that represents the area very well, right?
If you live here, you probably are aware of it. I feel like it's a thing that, you know, I mean, maybe you don't think of it that often, but it is a great gift.
Okay.
For sure.
What other things...
Oh,
what'd
boy.
You think of?
Oh, man.
I mean, or that would be the top.
Put that out there on Facebook. Why don't you put that up and say, going home to see the folks, what should I bring them that represents the area? Or something like that. I feel like you could get a lot of great ideas.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, again, some of the stuff, some of the ideas, they're going to be like, oh, huckleberries. Like, not the easiest to travel with, but it's fine. I can put them in a container, take them on the plane. But yeah, there'll be some great ideas there.
Okay, yeah, that's
and again, gone for five weeks. You said what was it?
Yeah.
Okay, that is a long time.
Minus
man.
Four.
Oh, all right. I did see a lady who went to like was it the Grand Tetons or Yellowstone or
okay
some park, some very famous wildlife refuge, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Might have even been Yosemite. I'm not sure. And came home with a marmot in her car.
A marmot.
Yeah, you'll see marmots here, like at Riverfront Park, or you'll see marmots. It's Marmot Haven. I didn't know they had them over there at Yosemite National Park, but apparently they do.
Okay.
So she had a healthy marmot in her car, just living under the hood. And I started thinking, what have you had in your car? Have you ever had an animal in your car? Now, again, you probably had a bee fly in or something like that, but have you ever had an animal in your car, Steve?
I have not, but my brother had a rat or a mouse in his air conditioning unit.
That survived or did not survive?
Did not survive. And that was a pretty penny, apparently.
And I'm sure a wonderful little aroma.
That too. have you ever had something?
I have never had anything like that. And I've seen the snake thing, and I've obviously seen, you know, like squirrels or whatever that have like climbed up in there. But okay, I hope I never do. By the way, other people who are texting in with suggestions of what to take your folks when you go home.
Uh-huh.
Idaho Spud candy bars.
Ooh, I don't even...
I don't know that one.
Is that what I think it is?
I mean, it feels like it.
Okay.
Let's see.
Where do you get something like that?
It says, I send them out of town to my friends all the time. Now I need to know of this coconut peppermint patty candy from Florida, please.
Yeah. You know, I'm not 100%. It might just be coconut. I don't think there's peppermint in it, but it's like coconut and chocolate or something.
Okay.
I don't like coconut, but apparently it's very good.
Other suggestions? Huckleberry candy. Good. Oh, Cougar Gold cheese. Yeah, that's another great one. Yep. That's another one. You could do a variety of things, but Cougar Gold cheese is also something you should think about.
Do I have to go to Pullman to get that?
I don't think so. No, I think you can get it here.
Okay.
Oh, and then as far as animals in the car, rat. Well, I don't think that's around here. Do we have a bunch of rats?
I think they're more of a like New York, Chicago thing than anything else.
Big city, right near the river.
Yeah.
Bunny under the hood eating the wires. That's a bummer.
Ooh.
A snake, yep, I could see that. You're camping, maybe it's cold. I don't know, they climb up underneath there.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's a bad one because they can do a lot of damage inside your car. Luckily, this one didn't. I don't even know how she noticed it was there. maybe the car was running funny or you hear a scratching noise or something like that. And the next thing you know, you got a marmot in your car.
I feel like, yeah, that's, I mean, how big, I don't know, how big are they? Are they relatively big in size?
Marmots are good size, yeah.
Okay.
They're a good size.
I feel like they're easy to see then.
Well, I mean, but how many people look under the hood of their car?
I mean, that's a good point.
Cougar Gold Cheese. Don't. Oh, they're sending me pictures of this Idaho Spud. Oh, that's, it looks like, yeah, it looks like a candy bar. That actually looks awesome.
So is it a potato that looks like a candy, or is it a candy that
looks like a potato?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
It's definitely that. Oh, yeah. Brown and Haley makes the Idaho Spud candy. Yolks has the Cougar Gold Cheese.
Okay, so I might have to do some traveling to acquire these items.
Well, I mean, Yolks.
Okay, well, that's not
You're
far.
Fine, yeah.
But the other, but I going to Idaho to get the...
I don't know. If somebody knows exactly where you can get that Spud, what was it? Idaho Spud...
Candy?
Oh, that was a spam picture. Idaho Spud candy bar?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds good.
It actually looks amazing.
Think, right?
Yeah, it looks awesome. Also, it looks like it has a coconut on it. Yeah, yes, please. If you know exactly where we can get that, I'm sure Steve would appreciate it because he's going to go on a, what is it, a 6-week vacation? That's a long time,
just
buddy.
It keeps on growing.
Well,
Jake.
It's a long time, Steve.
No, it's not until November, so okay. Calm down.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kevin, I've got this song for you. I want you to listen and tell me who's singing this song.
I like feel your name on my lips.
It's kind of like Name That Tune, Kevin.
Kevin James.
I like the sound of sweet, gentle kiss.
Any idea?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Falling in love with the song there. Producer Steve's going to be out at the Wendy's at State Line today, 11 to 2. Look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I have too much stuff to do today. Do you ever have those days where you go home and you have absolutely nothing to do?
Nah, there's always something. Well, okay. No, that's not true. There's some days, yeah.
Okay. I just don't know. There's obviously, if you have a house, there's always a little bit of something to do, I feel like, every day. But I'm just thinking that I'm looking forward to a day where I go, man, today's the day I get done here, whether it's self-inflicted or not, whether you're like, man, I'm going to go, you know, play golf or I'm going to go do this. Sometimes you add the self-inflicted and then you add on top of it things you have to do. And then all of a sudden you go, whoa, man, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. So is today not one of those days?
Today's a lot. Yeah, today's going to be a lot.
Here and there, huh?
I might have, but I want to get out to State Line. It's not super far from my house because I want to see you, but yeah, I guess I'll just see you here instead. So I won't see you there.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Unless I really want a Frosty, which I kind of do, so maybe I will.
I'll bring you back some day-old fries.
I would eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're still good.
Absolutely.
The second day.
That's fine.
Sometimes, do you enjoy, if you have leftover fries, like from any type of fast food restaurant,
right,
or any restaurant for that matter.
Sure.
Or maybe even from your home, mm-hmm, that you make. Do you heat them up or do you eat them cold?
I do. I know that a lot of people will say put them in like the air fryer or whatever. I've never taken a lot of time to do that. I'll just zap them for a minute. I like them in the microwave, but it is a tricky, it's a tricky time situation with the microwave.
It is. I do enjoy them cold sometimes.
I'm going to Google it. How long should I reheat my fries in the microwave?
Probably like, what, 15 seconds?
That's too long.
That seems short.
No, depending on how many you have.
Oh, true.
That's
a good point. It is a risky game.
Can't type. All right, here we go. Let's see. How long should I microwave my leftover fries? 30 seconds? You're crazy. Oh, 30-second intervals. But see, that's the thing. You gotta go like 10, flip them, 10.
Oh, flip.
Or just like shake them, you know, move them around a little bit. You can't just like stick them in there for like a minute. You're nutty if you do that.
Oh, call me nutty.
Okay, nutty. What's your clip of the day?
All right, Jay. Well, you just attended a wedding.
I attended my daughter's wedding, yeah. She was nice enough to invite me.
Yeah, that's very kind of
her.
Yeah,
she's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, really. And at this wedding, I'm sure you heard many speeches, correct?
I heard a couple.
Or a few.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, even not necessarily on the day itself, but maybe before.
Certainly, yeah. There was plenty to be had there.
Yeah. So, it's always entertaining hearing, like, you see clips all the time on, like, Facebook or TikTok or Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Of people giving speeches. And this one right here, it has a nice start and, well, an interesting ending.
My only goal with this speech is to make Foster proud. The first time that I knew that Foster and Rachel should be together was August 30th, 2015. I actually remember the date because we have pictures. Foster and I are sitting in the parking lot at St. Mary's, and Rachel calls Foster and convinces us to come downtown to climb into this abandoned building that was totally dangerous. It was burned by fire. But as we rappel these walls, we get up to the third floor, and we see all this, like, crazy graffiti, and we're having a good time. Annie Burns was also there. And I just noticed the connection they had, the laughs they showed together, the way they looked at each other. And you'd think it sounded really romantic, but the only problem was I was dating Rachel at the time.
Oh.
A bit of a twist.
Ah, boy, that was different. Wasn't expecting that.
Were you not?
It was hard to focus with the piano, but yeah, I was not expecting the, I was dating her, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that music was.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was like, interesting touch. I thought maybe that was, I was anticipating the piano was going to be the twist, because without seeing the video, I thought, well, maybe he's sitting at the piano and playing that along. Then I realized somebody just put music over the top of it.
Yeah, but, yeah, a little loud, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I kept waiting for the piano to, like, blow up or something. But, yeah. You know, that was a different twist I wasn't expecting. Mm-hmm.
It does blow up at the end a little bit. I just cut that part out.
Thank you. Appreciate
just,
that.
Just like, it was like, oh, this seems unnecessary.
Oh, man, yeah. What a romantic first date when you were fell in love with your friend's girlfriend.
But everybody's happy now.
They're fine. It's
years
no,
ago.
No harm, no foul.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
They didn't include us in the test, so
right,
to speak.
We weren't a large enough city or whatever.
Which is weird because I see like Wichita, Kansas in there. I feel like we're equivalent to that.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
But yeah, they didn't rank us because I feel like we would have been high.
We would have.
Yeah. I mean, on coffee, clearly.
Yeah, that's a different survey.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Qualified. Who was it we qualified?
Jordan.
Jordan. Yeah, Jordan. Good job on the Seahawks qualification. We'll draw for those tickets. I think it's next Monday, if I'm not mistaken. Before we get out of here today, we've got some more stuff for you to win. We have some qualifiers for the CMA. We don't do that yet. We'll do that here in just a few minutes. We'll give you a chance to qualify for the CMA Flyaway. Also, a very cool trip to Nashville, which includes airfare for two nights hotel, and tickets to the CMA broadcast on November 20th. So, chance to qualify for that momentarily. In the meantime,
final thoughts.
Got to get to them. Final thought time, Steve.
That is correct. Excited to make my adventure over to Wendy's.
State Line, Idaho, Post Falls, over there by, kind of on that road on the way to Cabela's. If you got off the freeway on exit one and then you cross the freeway, you know, you head up north across the freeway and then you immediately turn west there, go past the Maverick. Can't miss it.
Yeah, west.
That's why I was talking to other people who are, I said left and a west. So for if you're a, you know, if you're a directionally challenged person, I threw left in there.
Uh-huh.
But if you were, you know, for other people who are like, oh, I might not come from that same direction, I threw in the directions so they would know.
See, you're very accommodating.
Yeah, I try to do what I can there.
Mm-hmm. Jay, I'm wondering if a lot of people do, or more than one person does this. I mean, probably.
Mm-hmm.
This was yesterday or 2 days ago.
Okay.
Phone rings in here.
Right.
I pick it up.
Jay and Kevin Show.
Yeah. That's perfect reenactment.
Thank you.
And the person on the other line goes, oh, I was just calling to get it on for speed dial purposes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I see what you're doing. You're trying to win a contest. You don't want to have to dial. You just want to set so you can just hit, you know, call again or redial, whatever.
Yeah. And I guess I was too quick on the answering or something.
Oh, because they were trying to hang up, but you got a hold of them.
Yeah. So I was like, well, this is awkward.
I love that.
But I'm wondering if other people do, because that happens all the time where the phone rings and then I don't get to it fast enough and someone hangs up.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm wondering if it's them calling a wrong number or if it's them doing that.
No, I think they're setting it for redial purposes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, that's smart, right?
Yeah, and it's also okay to just say, like when you answer, oh, hey, just sorry, Steve, just getting set for the contest or something, just so that you know that. Because I know you feel bad if you don't get to people's phone calls on time. Or I may have just made that up.
Nah, I mean, it doesn't.
Final thoughts.
It cancels out Carry On.
I mean, yeah, I care.
Never mind, you meanie. Man.
I care, Jay.
I don't know if it's just me with the whole, you know, I love dogs, have dogs, et cetera, but for some reason, and I don't know if this is becoming more frequent or it's now only into my feed because maybe I have liked a video or something, about the dogs seeing their military owner come back. You know, you always see the one with the, you know, the military dad, mom, or whatever, and then the, you know, the child sees them or the spouse sees them for the first time, and they're like, you know, obviously they run and jump and cry and all the things.
Yeah.
And but lately I've been seeing a lot of these where the dog sees the owner for the first time in a very long time and just goes nuts. Mm-hmm.
I feel like those have become super popular recently.
Okay, good. I was curious if it was just me because it's getting in my feed now or what, but it just, I only saw one, and then now I've probably seen, I don't know, half a dozen. Mm-hmm.
I think they've existed for a while, but I've seen a lot more of those recently for some reason.
Okay, all right.
So maybe we're on the same page.
And does it make you feel good when you see it?
Yeah. I had to think about it for a second. No, it does. It's just an emotional thing, right?
It is, and you know, the dog, it's just, you know, the dog, like this particular one that I just saw a few moments ago, the guy's sitting on the ground, and the dog comes around the corner and sees the guy sitting on the ground and just starts barking and set up. Because at first, I think, you know, the guy has his hat on, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, he either says something or the dog smells him and realizes who it is. And then just goes jumping up and down and going crazy and just losing her mind.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's exciting. And yeah, it's
so it does make you feel good, or were you just making that up too?
No, it does. It's just, I mean, it's just emotional, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah,
I mean, but I guess it's a good feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. But emotional, it's a good feeling. It's a good emotion.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a good, positive emotion.
I'm not crying. You're crying. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's a show. Gotta go. Thanks to the Wheatland Bank for being here. Steve, have fun out there at Wendy's at State Line.
Looking forward to it.
Should be a good time.
Yeah.
Steve will be out there around 11 o'clock this morning, 11 to 2. And, well, you know what? On the way out, let's go ahead and qualify somebody for the CMA Flyaway. If you'd like to maybe win that trip, call right now, 509-441-0999. Big Friday show tomorrow. Friday crew already texting our group chat, excited about coming in.
Oh, are they? Okay.
How about that? Oh, are you eliminated from that one? I thought maybe they got rid of you on that group chat. I shouldn't have mentioned it. Now I feel bad. Sorry, Steve.
No, I see it now.
Oh, okay, good. You're still in it. Steve has left the group chat.
Awkward.
Not voluntarily.
Yeah.
All right, have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.